This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient, Jacqueline Torres, Medicare Records 146547, that was 7-1-1977. Referring physician, Dr. Alejandro Molina, procedure performed EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, that are the procedure January 3rd, 2024, indications, bloating, visceral polyps, abdominal pain, heartburn, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy, prior paragraph defomentation, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication, non-immediate medication as per monitor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 11 minutes. Preparation was good. Prior paragraph. Autopsia per double temp. The prior paragraph findings. Otopharynx appendoma. Prior paragraph esophagus. Small hiatal hernia present. Prior paragraph stomach. Diminished polyp in the fundus of the stomach. Biopsy taken. Prior paragraph stomach appear normal. Otherwise, biopsy taken from antrum body radius pylori. Prior paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Appeared. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease. Prior paragraph colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Sigma descending colon appear normal. Prior paragraph stomach fascia appear normal. Prior paragraph transverse colon hepatic lecture appear normal. Prior paragraph ascending colon cecum appear normal. Prior paragraph recommendations 1 follow pathology reports. Number 2 antiretroviral measures. Number 3 avoid NSAIDs. Number 4 monitor clinic. Next number high fiber diet. Next number 5 supplementation. Next number patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number follow up in GI office in 3 or 4 weeks.